Our Given Purpose is streaming now at Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Public TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Today's podcast, Grateful for Our Lord, features Casey Alexis, host of Being Eve. I am Tori, your host and founder of Our Given Purpose, a ministry dedicated to helping you remove the chains of arrogance, anger, pride, and fear. By identifying what is blocking us from our given purpose, we can use the Word of God to become better servants for our Lord and Savior. You may share this and other episodes with your friends via social media. Look for us at Our Given Purpose on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and www.OurGivenPurpose.com. Thank you for tuning in. Bible reading for this episode is Psalm 103, verses 1 through 10. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will He keep His anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 10, Lexham English Bible Translation. Lord, we are so grateful for the reading of your word. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God. He's the name above all names, and He's worthy of our praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. Amen. Hello, people of purpose. Today's podcast is the final installment of What I'm Grateful For collaboration. Over the last couple of weeks, you've heard Ashley Campbell of Daily Encouragement, Stephanie Bright of Christian Girls Pop, and we end this session with Casey Alexis of Being Eve. Now, all of their voices should be familiar to you, and I hope at this point you have subscribed to their podcasts and platforms. If not, what you waiting for? And if you are a man of purpose, please introduce Stephanie and Casey to the women in your life, okay? I am so thankful for the energy and time these amazing women put into their craft. We do it all for the glory of our Lord. Okay, so I already have some chills as I introduce Casey Alexis. She is a phenomenal woman, entrepreneur, artist, creative, wife, mother, and now I feel so excited to add spoken word poet to her growing list of accomplishments. Brothers and sisters, what she delivered can only be described as psalmic praise and worship. Get ready to let go and give our Lord your full, undivided attention. I love how our Lord inspires us to be ourselves and give from the center of our being. Whew. Okay. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you are my God. It is my pleasure to bring Casey Alexis of Being Eve to the platform.
So, ladies and gentlemen, when Tori tapped me for this particular topic, I really didn't know what I was getting myself into, because when I think about or talk about what I am grateful for, and when I just think about the topic of gratitude, all I can do is think about God. And so when I think about God, it turns into more of a praise and worship session than it is an actual conversation, because God is good, y'all. He is good. He is awesome. He is worthy. He is everything. So when I think about gratitude and what I am grateful for, all I can do is think about God. All I can do is think about where He took me from. All I can do is think about where I am now. All I can do is say, thank you, Lord. So when I think about gratitude and what I am grateful for, all I can do is think about God. All I can do is thank Him for how awesome He is and how righteous He is and how mighty He is and how wonderful He is. All I can do is think about God when I think about gratitude, when I think about what I am grateful for. He is at the forefront, because without Him, I have nothing. I am nothing. So when I think about gratitude and what I am grateful for, all I can do is think about God. All I can do is just praise His name and worship Him and adore Him, because He is wonderful. He is mighty. He is awesome. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. So when I think about gratitude and what I am grateful for, all I can do is think about God, because everything that I have because of Him. My sound mind, my body intact, my peace of mind, all of that came from Him, because without him, I don't even want to think about what I would have been. But with Him, I am a child of the living God. So when I think about gratitude and what I am grateful for, all I can do is think about God. My marriage, my children, the fact that we're all in good health, the fact that we're all together, we're unified. Oh, that is only God. So when I think about what I am grateful for, I have to think about God. I have to think about Him, because every good and perfect gift comes from above. So when I think about what I am grateful for and gratitude, I just think about God. I think about how merciful He is. How even when I was in rebellion, how when I hated Him, when my heart was set against Him, He still loved me. He protected me. He shielded me. He was faithful to me even when I wasn't faithful to Him. So when I think about what I am grateful for, what I am thankful for, all I can do is think about God. All I want to do is think about God. All I want to do is thank Him and worship Him and adore Him and magnify His name, because without Him, I am nothing. So when I think about what I am grateful for, all I can do is think about God. What else is there? What else is there but to thank God, but to give Him glory, but to honor Him, but to magnify Him, but to worship Him and praise Him for all that He has done and for all that He continues to do? Because when I think about where I was and where I am now, all I can do is say, thank you, God, for without Him, I am nothing. Without Him, this world is dark. Without Him, this world is cold. Without Him, what do we have left? So when I think about what I am grateful for, all I can do is think about God. All I can do is think about how we are called by His name, how He engrafted me into the family of God, how He sent His only Son to die upon a cross for us, to be resurrected on the third day in fulfillment of the scriptures, so that we may have life and have life more abundantly. So when I think about what I am grateful for, all I can do is think about God. All I can do is thank Him. All I can do is worship Him and honor Him and give Him glory, that He knows the very hair that is upon my head, the very count, the very number of it He knows. He protects my children. He watches over them when they go out into the world. When my husband goes out into the world, He shields them and protects them and keeps them safe. So when I think about gratitude and what I am grateful for, all I can do is think about God. Even the very relationships that I have, the sisterhood that I have built, all of that is due because of God. So when I think about what I am grateful for, when I think about what I am grateful for, all I can do is think about God, His faithfulness, His righteousness, His mercy, how much He is so wonderful and mighty and strong that He has the last say. So when I think about gratitude and what I am grateful for, all I can do, ladies and gentlemen, is think about God. He is just so wonderful. The ability just to get out of my bed, to breathe, to walk, to talk, to live. The things that sometimes we take for granted that we do so easily. The ability to speak, the ability to think, all of that comes from His wonderful, mighty, merciful power, His grace that followed me all the days of my life to where I can be here right now talking to you and speaking into your hearts about what I am grateful for. Because at one time, I was laying down with the pigs. At one time, I was eating my own vomit. But He was so good, and He was so merciful, and He was so patient, and He was so faithful that when I finally came home, He welcomed me with open arms. So when I think about what I am grateful for, all I can do is think about God. All I can do is thank Him. All I can do is love on Him. All I can do is worship Him. All I can do is praise His name. That's all that I have. All that I am is His. So when I think about what I am grateful for, all I can do is think about God.
Lord, we thank You for the conclusion of this task, this collaboration. You have helped us to set our minds on things above, not things that are on earth. We put on compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. But above all, You have asked us to put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Lord, You have answered prayers for so many of us by connecting Your sons and daughters. Thank You, Abba Father, for the sister and brotherhood we have. Lord, I say thank You for using Casey Alexis as such an incredible vessel to speak Your word through. Lord, You are an awesome God. Amen. You've just listened to Grateful for Our Lord, the podcast. Thank you for your time. I am grateful for the continued support of our loyal listeners and welcome our new subscribers to the Purposeful family. You, my dear brothers and sisters, are letting these internet streets know you value quality Christian content. Yes. Thank you for doing your part so we as content creators can do ours. Please share this episode with your circle and let others know how to download this podcast on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, TuneIn, or iHeartRadio. You can follow us at Our Given Purpose to join the Facebook group and be part of the conversation on Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe to OurGivenPurpose.com to receive your weekly newsletters and notifications via email. It is all completely free and you will stay in the know. Again, we are grateful to each of you. There's purpose in our emotions. We choose how to react. Be humble and not arrogant. Be kind and not angry. Be modest and not prideful. Have faith and not fear. This is Tori of Our Given Purpose.